Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for December the 28th, 2025. And I'm very grateful to be with you. This is the last of the podcasts for this year coming up here. This one and the next one. It's been an interesting year with people in the pod world, as I call it. They have all sorts of issues going on, and I understand why. I understand how. I've tried to help this year with what is going on in your life and maybe what can happen to your life if you work upon yourself a little bit. So I always want my intent to shine through my words, and my words are totally inadequate, based in the splendor of the love that lives within us all and what this whole lifetime is about. And it's very, very difficult to explain this to the pedestrian mentality, and we all have one. I have one. Everybody has one. So when you're trying to explain the infinite to the finite, it is very, very challenging. And I hope in this year I was able to help maybe a few of you. I don't know, but I always hope I can help you. The question for today is from Emerson. He lives locally here in Monterey, and he asks, what is the point of it all? And then he puts in his little email, should it be survival and how and when, where, and why, and that kind of thing. Emerson, you have to know how I feel about all this. Beings that you have listened to me all these years and ignored me, and I understand, I do. My students don't believe me either. So I get what you're saying. What is the point of it all? I did a series of TV programs. You can see them on the Aspire website entitled What's the Point of It All? I hope that you take the time to watch those. That might help you. But Emerson, questions like this that you're asking actually are falderal. You have no capacity to understand the questions you ask. And they're questions that have answers, but they're not answers that can be deciphered through the pedestrian mentality of which you do possess. Believe me, you do. You like playing devil's advocate and pretending like you don't understand, and you do get some things, but you don't understand the bigger picture. It's not in your field of vision, as it were, or your ears. So you're a very, shall we say, literal person. And on top of that, you have your Christianity you have to deal with. And I always wonder when I hear from you, why you bother to listen to me? Why you bother to try to, I don't know, challenge me? I guess that's the best way I can describe it. But you miss the opportunity. I'm not here to satisfy yours or anybody else's intellect. I'm not here to supply answers that, quote unquote, make sense to you. That is not my derivative. I don't have that kind of, what do you want to say, that kind of thing. I just don't. I'm here for the sincere person. So when you ask a question, what's the point of it all? You're saying to your logic and your reasoning, there doesn't seem to be a meaning to your life or the life of any of us. And we're just, running around in our crazy and living our life as such. Now, I would not argue that at all. I agree with you. I think humankind is a mess, setting itself up for its own disasters, all of them, including the weather and wars and famine and poverty and government and all of that. We set it all up. We are much more, shall we say, powerful than we might imagine, and also much more unintelligent than we can accept. So you put those two things together, and you get a flambé that isn't very tasty. So I don't know what you really want to hear from me. I'll just say this. The point of it all is to achieve a sense of consciousness and to enter into a state of love. And if you can enter into consciousness, which you won't because you refuse to abandon your religious and psychological ways, if you can do that, if you can allow yourself to do that, then something might happen. And I think that's what scares you. I think it scares you that, oh my goodness, what would I do if I didn't do Emerson? Who would I be? What would happen to me? What blah, 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 blah. And it would be very difficult for you to look at things from any point of view that would be that of awakening. So your questions are just to keep you occupied, to keep you entertained. And because there is no real sincerity to all of this, and you don't really care about what it means to awaken, you have this issue where you think if you are constantly asking questions, that somehow someone is going to revive your interest in your life once again, and you're going to be a different person, or you're going to change some things that you don't like happening in your life, or whatever it may be. But that's the way you look at everything. And I know you well. I know how you work. I know you're very much like my students, all of them. They're all the same. You're not special. I hate to tell you that, but you're not. You have the common questions that everybody has in their brain and wonders about and occupies their mind, so they don't have the ability to awaken. Your pride is a very big thing, and beings that you are a very prideful person, the only things that appeal to you are the things that your pride can think of as, oh, this is really wonderful, and this will give me something maybe to talk about at the coffee clutch time that you have with your friends. So I know your life. I know what you do. I understand you've shared it all. But here's the deal. What is the point of it all? In the bigger picture, if you don't even bother to watch the TV programs, the one thing it is love. It is absolute love. And your enemy is Emerson. And as long as you live in the enemy of Emerson, you will never know the consciousness of love. And that is a very sad thing to say, because in that mixture of wanting love but not having the courage to be that love, you put upon yourself a great deal of sorrow and pain. And there is nothing anyone can do to talk you out of it. You have to realize this. This is the way you are. This is the way you've been all of your life, as you've told me. And I believe you. And there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing I could say that would turn that around for you. There has to come a point where you get a grip of yourself and you start to look, what the hell am I doing? And it is hell. What am I doing? What am I doing with my life? What am I doing? You should ask yourself the question, what's the point of it all of being Emerson? Any one of us should ask that question about ourselves. What's the point of it all being Gregory Edward Penn? These things are very important to consider. Not many people look at these things and take them seriously. So, Emerson, you know I love you dearly. You know I do. And I've been very... what do I want to say? Grateful for all of your questions that you have given, because hopefully if it doesn't even help you, it might your questions help someone else. And that's really what it's all about for me, is helping people as much as I can. And I'm grateful for you, and I want to thank you. And I hope you're new year and your new life is beautiful for you in this upcoming, well, here we go into more days, hours, weeks, and months. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.